Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm really glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you're with me, too, because we got Joan Pride back on the show. Joan is senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and we got a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff, a lot of exciting stuff, even some breaking news. I think we're going to break some news today with Joan Pride. Joan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Are we going to break some news after a while?
Sure.
Yeah. Work with me, Joan.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, I think we got some breaking news here. We'll get to that in just a little bit, though. You know, folks, you know how this works. We're not going to give you the breaking news first. I mean, that'd be crazy to do that. Hey, Joan, I don't like the lead this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let them know.
I'm very. You guys are throwing in the towel on me here. Whether you believe it or believe it's needed or not. Climate change legislation is a solid bet. What does that mean, Joe? Tell us what it means.
Well, it means it's going to pass. Now, we don't say it's going to pass this year, but we do say it's going to pass.
You say much greater chance in 2010, next year.
Yes, we
before
do.
Before the next...
Yeah, we do.
But I'll tell you... Let's keep talking about it.
Okay.
Before I editorialize, let's keep talking about it. I get so excited about this, folks. I get so worked up about this climate change thing. The impact... Joan, tell us what the impact will be. Read that for us right
we
there.
We say it will be wide and deep. In 2030, for example, we say that it could reduce GDP by 2.3%.
Now, think about that, Joan. 2.3%... If Europe had a paired economy of 2.3%, they'd be negative every quarter.
Oh yeah,
every year because they don't even come close.
Yeah,
to
but
that.
We'll be growing gangbusters, so it'll just keep the economy from overheating.
Oh, so that's the story you're sticking to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, hey Joan, what color is the sky in your world?
It's a lovely blue.
It's a nice color. It's a wonderful little
gorgeous. Periwinkle. I wish you could see it.
It's a periwinkle.
Yeah.
Periwinkle blue, right? Little butterflies and everything.
Yeah.
So think about this now. If Kiplinger says that it's going to happen and that in 20 years it will pair GDP by 2.3%, in an economy, Joan, where we typically like to see 3% growth, not a lot more than that because it gets overheated, that's a big hit. Joan, that's like saying, it'll only take 75% of your income away.
That's right? One way to look at it, sure.
What 2.3% or 3%? That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. So tell us what's going to happen, Joan. I love the way you guys report this.
Yeah.
The cost of fuel, Joan, and electricity, what's going to happen?
Well, we'll soar.
Soar. Now, that's upward, right? That's in the wrong soaring. That's in the wrong direction, right, Joan? am I correct on this? I speak sarcasm as a second language, John.
Oh, boy, do you ever.
So costs of fuel and folks, I hope you're taking notes. This is going
to
be on the test.
They don't need to take notes. They've got the Kiplinger letter in front of them.
Well, that's right. But I'm telling you, this is going to be on the test. And it's not going to be multiple choice, folks. It's going to be fill in the blank. Essay-type test here. The fuel cost of electricity and fuel will soar, Kiplinger says.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then... what about regulations, Joan? What do you guys say about that?
We say the new regulations will add 20% or so to electricity rates, and I guess that's over about a 10-year period.
Add. So that's more, right? Add is like on top of everything else. Add is like...
Are you sure about that?
I just want to make sure. We got soar, we got deep and wide, we got add. I love the language here, folks, so I hope you're picking up on the trend here. All right. Now, gasoline prices. Joan, what about gasoline prices?
I don't know. I'm having trouble reading this part.
No, you got it. Right there beside
you read it. No, prices. No, it's all smudged there.
$2 a gallon more, ladies and gentlemen, M-O-R-E is the word that, that Kiplinger uses there. Now, this is, they're convinced that next year we're going to have this, this climate change, but in time it's going to get, you know, the impact's deep and wide. I'm working you into a frenzy here, folks. All right, then, so tell us about some industries that are, they're not going to like this, Joan.
Okay, industries that won't, well, we say hardest hit industries in addition to utilities.
Yeah.
We say makers of cement, chemicals, electronics, cardboard, and boxes, fertilizer, aluminum, steel, glass, and plastics.
Why don't we just, yeah, but you, folks, there are like 20, 23 more of these. So why don't we just say the entire Wall Street listing of publicly traded stocks and this little and the small companies who work with
them? Well, because it's not.
Why don't we just say the world, Joan?
Well, because it'll
be hard to say it. Oh, and then I love the way you said, in addition to utilities.
Right.
You know, I mean, besides where everybody gets their power from, besides all those guys.
Right.
Okay, so folks, we're talking about the impact of...
But now, hold on a minute.
What?
You started this whole thing by saying that you didn't really agree with we're saying.
Wait for it.
Okay. That we say climate change legislation will be passed. I think you have a different view.
Well, no, my point is not... I agree with your analysis here.
No, you said we've thrown in the towel.
I'm in denial about whether the thing's going to pass or not.
See? Right, that's what I just
I'm
said.
I'm living in denial here.
Yes,
Charlie.
I said that you disagree with us as to whether it will pass.
But if you're right, which you often are,
we only often are?
Kiplinger often is right. You know, sometimes they lurch uncontrollably.
So we could be wrong about all.
Sometimes you lurch uncontrollably to the truth, Joan. And I fear that this may be one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're sorry.
So okay, folks. So we got hard hit industries. It's like basically everything that we do here. And in addition to the utilities, and many businesses will have to rethink their supply chains. Joan, tell us what that means.
Well, not just firms in the, as we say, in the bullseye, but I
like
guess
the ones you just mentioned.
Yes, firms that work with those firms, because transportation costs will be higher.
Right. So they have to rethink their supply chains, working with close sources that are nearer, and local suppliers are going to have to ratchet up prices to offset their own higher regulatory and energy costs. And I see where you guys are going here. You're predicting that it'll happen, but you're painting this picture that's pretty darn accurate. Maybe to make everybody realize the
accurate if it happens.
If
yeah.
it happens, yes.
Yeah.
If it happens,
right?
But, we as we all know,
well, we try.
Kiplinger is rarely wrong.
Now we're rarely wrong. We were only often right.
Well,
now
Joan, it suits my purposes more now.
Joan. Much better here. Yeah.
New and significantly renovated buildings will have to meet new standards for energy efficiency. Now, Joan, I don't see. I think that's a good idea.
You do.
And we've been, but here's the thing, Joan. The marketplace has been doing that for decades without any government requirement. Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. More of my sarcasm and editorializing after these messages. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We got my website I'd like to tell you about, which I hope you'll check out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's where you can find lots of things to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful with your small business, whether you got a little bitty, teeny, tiny one that you just started like I did 20 years ago, or if you got one that's been working for a while, you need a little help on this or that. We got something you can read or listen to. You can ask questions. My blog is there, which I post to on a regular basis. My newsletter, we publish every Sunday afternoon. We'll send it to you by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Lots and lots of stuff there. So check it out. Use it to your advantage. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and we're talking about the lead story of the Kiplinger letter this week, which is the possibility of climate change legislation, which Kiplinger says is high in this current Congress, and the impact of that. And Joan, one of the things I want to point out, which leads me perfectly to a little bit of my editorializing on this, which I know you're excited about, right?
Oh yeah.
The new and significantly renovated buildings will have to meet tough standards for energy efficiency. See, this leads me to, Joan, to something that really bugs me about some of the climate change zealots, and that is that they're not giving the marketplace, they're not giving industry credit in America for what it has already done on its own to help hold down our energy consumption. My point is, for over 20 years, maybe 25 years, American companies have been creating much more efficient furnaces and air conditioning and lighting and buildings. We had this whole, what was the name of that? What was the term that they used, Joan, years ago? You remember that? There was a term for it where you changed out your lighting and your some of your energy units. I forgot the term that they used for that. Do you remember?
Gosh, no.
It was a term, but it's like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So my point is this thing about tough standards for new buildings and everything to make them more energy efficient, nobody will have a complaint about that. Nobody will mind that because that's easy to do because you can buy equipment. You can buy the resources now to make your buildings more energy efficient. And even if it costs a little bit more, the return on investment over a 5 or so year period is there.
Really?
So that's good. These are good things. But my point is they're already happening. They've already been done. And which leads me to the point about all this other stuff. And that is the American marketplace has not been given the credit for how much more efficient it is with regard to carbon emissions. Since in the last 20 plus years, we have reduced our carbon footprint per dollar of GDP significantly. Every year we go down in carbon emissions per dollar of GDP, which in my opinion is the way to measure it. What is your productivity? What are you making? And what is it costing in carbon emissions? We're reducing our numbers, and Joan, we're not getting credit for that.
Okay.
Whereas China and India, they're going the other way. They're very inefficient producers of economy of their economy and with regard to carbon. And so anyway, I just think that I really wish that the people who are so bent on imposing a unilateral carbon tax, basically, on us, tax regulation, a carbon burden on the marketplace, I wish they would recognize and notice what the marketplace has already done and do things to cause the marketplace to do more of that and not punish them through some kind of a carbon tax and these regulations that they're passing. So and Joan, I think the things that Kiplinger reported this week about this demonstrate that we're going to have some problems. I mean, Joan, you guys reported 2.3% cut in GDP in 20 years as a result of these laws.
Right,
Joan. That makes my argument that I've made for a long time about the fact that these regulations, these new carbon tax cap and trade laws, are going to make the United States less competitive with other countries, and all these other costs that you guys point out. So anyway, any thoughts on that, Joan?
Well, I honestly don't know a whole lot about the issue, so it's hard for me to agree or disagree with you. All I can do is really tell you what we've said in the Kiplinger letter this week.
Well, that's basically what we talked about a minute ago, but Joan, the thing we know is in the globalized world that we have right now, when things cost too much in one place, we now have the ability to transfer everything, including labor, and import it back from and to anywhere we want to go. Mm-hmm. And in this globalized economy, this globalized world that we have, the more costs that we impose on production in the United States, the more those jobs, that work, that productivity will go to a country where it has less costs. And so that means those things are going to go to China, they're going to go to India, they're going to go to other places like that where the carbon emission per dollar of GDP is much higher. And in my opinion, therefore, we're looking at more carbon, not less, as a result of these laws. Going to take a quick break. Joan Pryde and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the economy and other things. Oh, and we've got that breaking news. Don't forget that in just a little bit. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.